meaning that apparently he's human.
很显然他是人。但实际上他过他的人性生活是在神圣的生命里面。他显现为非常的富有吸引。非常甜美。
我相信
我们可以读这个新约来看这个奇妙的人位。
I think what the disciples saw
was
something very special.
是非常的特别。
We ask the question, what is it like when divinity can live in humanity?
神性如何在人性里生活？
Without frustration,
没有受到挫折。
My, it must be something special.
所以说这是非常特别的。
So, well, like an immense magnet.
就像一个磁铁一样。外在没有什么吸引人的地方。但是却人子。他有一些的扭曲的状态。不是那样的吸引人。然而他却活了一个美丽的吸引的。是神人。我们看见这位神人的精粹是那个赐生命的灵，这个赐生命的灵，这在我们里面的赐生命之灵，要我们活同样的生活。
And that we as parents,
我们作为父母的，我们是服侍者，我们需要活出这个生命。
Peter said that
我们要说
the Lord left us a model that we would follow in his steps.
要跟随他的脚步。
He didn't mean mere imitation,
我们不只是外面的模仿。
What would Jesus do?
像主耶稣所做的。
But rather, we would live
我们要活
the same divine life and nature,
来活同样的生命和性情。与他一样，他所做的一切，不是我们天然的观念可以理解的。他门徒们在那里，我们带他们的婴孩，他们带着婴孩到他面前。
No, he's too important, you know. He's
他太重要了。门徒拦阻这些孩子们来前来。
And so the Lord, he said, no.
主说不是不是。
Disciples.
门徒不对，让孩子们过来，不要禁止他们。当来喂五千人的时候，他们三天没得吃了。如果拆他们走，他们就中途就会昏倒。我们怎么去拿食物呢？这里也没有店。我们也没钱。
What do you have?
你有什么呢？
Bring it to
主说
the disciples were always
门徒说
natural, always in their, natural mind,
总是在他们天然的心思里，
was a great frustration to this God.
老是对这个神人是个大的这个拦阻。
We live in our natural reaction,
我们活在我们天然的反应里面，
but the God man in our spirit wants to live,
在我们里面需要活出来，要得到彰显。
Wants to live on the earth.
要活在地上。
You know, I told the brothers,
我告诉弟兄们说，
because
因为
I really would like to show you,
我要看让你们看见这个神人要重复制在保罗使徒保罗里面。
Well, Jesus, the first God man, of course, you know,
他是神人。
He could do that. He was God.
他是神。
After all, you know, it didn't bother him. It didn't hurt.
这个也没有影响他。
He's God.
他是神，对不对？
But when you take Saul of Tarsus,
当你拿这个大树的扫罗，
the one who was breathing out threatening and murder,
他在这里口吐凶威吓的话，
and you make him, you see him,
你看见他，
God man, then you have to say,
你就要说，
if the Lord could do it with Saul of Tarsus,
只有神能够对付大树的扫罗。
We don't have an excuse.
我们没有其他的借口。
Foremost of sinners.
我们是罪人。
Well, you might be way up there, but I don't think you're the foremost.
你不是最顶尖的。
That spot has already been claimed by Saul of Tarsus.
借着这个大树的扫罗，我们可以看见。
Saul, make him a Paul.
使他成为保罗。
This with us.
同样在我们现在也是如此。这有一个结论的交通是，我们有一个鸟瞰。
Vision concerning the work with our second generation.
我们那下一代的这个一个意向。
And I'd like to preface it by saying that over the last 3 years,
已过了三年
2014,
2015,
and now this year, both Brother Ricky and myself have been going systematically through these chapters from the
Raising
the Next
Generation
to present a kind of view
for
the church, for the greater Toronto area churches, to see how our brothers, Brother Watchman Nee and Brother Witness Lee, are leading the churches to carry out this work.
And I hope this
morning in this concluding fellowship, we can get a good kind of overview. Yesterday morning, we were kind of drilling down into one aspect of how the lessons function in the principle of the law
to bring our children
to Christ.
就是把儿童带到基督的面
前。Failures,
我们的失败,
they come to know Christ.
他们就能够认识基督。
This morning, we're not going to be drilling down. We're just going to be flying over at 30,000 feet.
不是从我们从高空来看
okay, so we can't cover everything,
我们不可能看涵盖所有的细节
so we summarized the fellowship,
所以我们总结这个交通
one crucial factor,
一个很重要的因素
lines,
两条路线
three principles,
三个原则
and four functions,
还有四个功能关于主恢复中儿童工作的
and let's start,
点
one vital factor,
第一个重要的因素
is critical,
是非常重要的。
The one vital factor,
一个重要的因素是父母的为人、生活与责任。
This is the most critical point.
这是最重要的点。
You want a fellowship about raising up the next generation?
要我们兴起下一代。
Don't make this a work. Don't turn this into some kind of system.
不要把它变成一种系统。
Enterprise or work.
不是要来做职业、做商业、做企业。
In a children's meeting somewhere in the Lord's recovery.
但是在主恢复的聚会。
It always starts.
总是从家里开始，从父母开始，从家庭生活开始，这是一个重要的因素。这个人为人，这个生活，还有责任。神的经纶，就是聚焦在来得着人，聚集我聚焦在我们的为人，不是我们的外表，不是我们的工作，乃神的经纶，乃是焦点是在我们人身上。所以我们需要从这里开始。今天早晨我们要看父母一个最重要的影响，就是对我们孩子。
That you give your children a lot of exhortations, a lot of
你有给他很多的嘱咐，给你的孩子很多的规条。
But that's not what leaves the deepest impression.
但是这不是最深刻的印象。最重要的印象是
children see,
是你儿童所看见的，他们所看见的
the parents,
父母
person,
他们的为人
and then the living,
然后他们的生活
how we live,
我们怎么生活的
how we live,
我们怎么生活
Leaves an impression.
他们留下一个印象，不是我们说的，乃是我们活的。
And the third point,
第三点是我们的责任，我们的责任。
Parents have to feel they're responsible.
他们的责任是什么？
In one place, our brother said that we'll
have to answer to the Lord. 有弟兄说到有个点
concerning our children.
关于我们的儿童。
That's a serious thing.
那是一个很严肃的事。
Causes me to be in fear and trembling.
我们需要恐惧战惊。对主说
we all made mistakes,
我们都会犯错
we all regret,
我们都 懊悔
things we wish we could do over.
我们盼望我们能够从头再来
we bear the responsibility,
我们承担这个责任
you can bring your
把你的孩子交给教会
that the children's meeting can
把他们带到儿童聚会当中
can do the spiritual work.
他们以为这样就可以做儿童属灵的工作了
In one of our lessons we showed howExample after example.
我们给他们一个一个的例证。
That took up the responsibility.
我们来怎么样来取用这个责任？
whether it was Moses or Samuel,
或者是摩西或但以理，任何一个人，因为父母，取采取用了这个责任。
Even Noah,
挪亚，在很多的地方都是这样。
Don't bring your children to the church.
不要把你的孩子带到聚会中。
To the serving ones.
啊，交给服侍者。
Raise up my children for me.
他说你要为我抚养这个孩子。
Even if they're willing, cannot do it.
啊，他们办不到。
Cannot do it.
他们不可能的。
So let's read through.
所以我们来读这个纲要。
He says God pays more attention to what we are than what we do. 神注重我们所事
的，过于我们所做的或我们所能做的。他关心我们是怎样的人，以及我们所过的是怎样的生活。昨天我们谈到这个，主耶稣在船上睡觉，这个船在这个风浪的海上，这个门徒非常的焦虑。很多时候我在飞机上，这个飞机在那里这个振作，好像这个在骑野马一样。我们碰到触地的时候，他来了。有的时候，我们有一种的焦虑。
And this is the disciples.
这是门徒们的反应。他们被这个起起伏伏在船上，很危险。
And here the Lord Jesus
主耶稣在那里睡觉。
To me, that's absolutely amazing.
对我来说，那是很稀奇的事。
I mean, could you sleep on a plane?
你可以在这样的地方睡觉吗
？I don't know anybody who's asleep on the plane.
很多人在飞机上睡觉，对我来说也是不可思议的。
The Lord was sleeping there.
但主在那里睡觉。
All by itself.Then they wake him up.
他们把主耶稣摇醒。
He rebukes the wind. He rebukes the waves.
他斥责风和海。
The sea is calm.
然后海就平静了。
And then the disciples are looking at each other and saying, "What kind of man is this?"
他说这个人到底是怎么回事？
They were watching something very special.
他们看见非常特别的事。
That's how they are.
那就是他所是的。
They're asleep.
他在那里休息。
Everyone's panicking.
他不再害怕。
They're at rest.
他们休息，他们安息了。
And that's a kind of man.
这里有一个人，他是一种特殊的人。这就是神的经纶所示的。
The kind of person.
这样的人。
We also quoted 1 Thessalonians 1:5.
和帖前一章五节。他说。
Paul and Silas and Luke.
保罗和希拉。
A young coworker.
就是跟他的年轻的同工。我们怎么兴起召会？我们传福音。
Imagine going into another city.
我们到一个城市。
Preaching the gospel.
传福音给人。
And a church is established.
召会已经被建立了。
3 weeks, Paul has to leave.
三周在那里。
Mostly because of the opposition.
因为反对的关系。
It was terrible. It was scary.
非常恐怕恐惧。
You're going to die here.
他可能会死在那里。
So he left.
他们就离开了。
Fellowship.
就交通。
And then.
然后呢？
He wasn't sure if these newborn babes, 3 weeks in the Lord, could survive.
三周的孩子能够幸存吗？
Such an intense situation.
在一种很极端的状态。
Probably all of them would be kept swept away.
所有的人都可能会被都会失去。
Pagan religion, they would whatever it was.
他们
they would just give up their Christian life.
放弃他们的基督徒生活。保罗再回去。
Having received a positive report,
他看见一个很积极的报告。
Paul writes to them. It was about a year later.
大概一年之后。
And he starts by writing like this.
他写这样的信。
Our gospel,
我们的福音
came to you, didn't come in word only.
不是只是外面的工作。
In power.
不是。
And in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的能力里头。
Even as you know what kind of men among you.
我们在你们中间。
It was the kind of men.
是我们是怎样的为人。
That kind of gospel.
那种的福音。
That could result in that kind of entrance.
能够产生那样的结果。
And issue in that kind of result. Church.
能够产生那样的结果，就是因为他们的为人的关系。
It wasn't.
乃是根据他们的为人。
Speech. It wasn't.
或是根据他们的言辞而已。
Cool personality.
不是用他们很冷静的人性。
And this is what the Lord needs.
这就是主所要。
God, mankind.
神人类。
Parents like this.
我们的父母需要是这样。
God, man, dad.
是神人的父亲。
A kind.
一种的种类。
Make me this kind.
使我们成为这样的类。
Make me a God, mankind.
使我这样的成为神人类。
I'd like to be like Paul.
就像保罗一样。
Paul, in his care for.
保罗在他照顾照顾他的教会的时候。
Of how they were.
他们怎么工作？他们怎么生活？
Remember how we were,
我们所是的是什么、
like、
就好像父亲对孩子一样
mother,
你看见父母
this kind,
这种的人
this is what God's economy
这就是神的经纶所示的
this is what our next generation
这是我们下一代所该有的
Point B, we need to see,
第二点我们必须看见
you should circle that word see,
看见要打圈圈
that we are God,
我们是神人
born of God,
从神而生
belonging to God's
并且属于神的种类
这是神人生活的开端。What begins the God-man living?
神人开始的。
We need to see.
我们需要看见。
We need to see that we are.
需要看见我们是
that kind.
那样的人，那样的种。
We don't need to pray to be that kind.
我们需要祷告。
We need to see.
我们需要看见，而不是光是要祷告。我们是神人类。
We are the same as the Lord Jesus.
就像主耶稣一样。
He had divinity.
他有神性。
He had
humanity,
we have humanity.
他有人性，我们也有人性。
He was God becoming a man,
他是神成为人。
And we are man,
我们乃是人成为神。
We have to say, Lord,
我们需要主对主说。
And we are the many brothers.
我们是许多的弟兄。我们是许多神人。
First John chapter 3.
临前。
约翰一书。Verse 1 and 2.Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us,
that
we should be called children of God,
使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。我们是他的儿女。是人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
It says, Beloved,
亲爱的。
Behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us.
是父赐给我们是何等的爱，使我们得称为神的儿女。
And we are.
我们是。
It's not like
我们是真是他的儿女。
It's not like a label.
不是贴标签。
I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God.
所以我贴个标签说我是神的儿女。
God is my father.
神是我的父亲。
I'm a bona fide.Child of God.
我是神儿
女。So John, when he wrote this,
保罗在约翰写这样的话。
Children of God, we are, and we are. The next verse, beloved.
下一节。
Now we are.
亲爱的，我们是神的，现在是神的儿女。
We need to see this.
我们需要看见这个。
I testified a little yesterday.
昨天我做一个见证。
When we see this,
当我们看见这个。
There's a radical change that.
就会有一个很强烈的改变。
Something happens inside.
在我里面发生变化。
I believe this radical change could happen to our junior hires.
我不知道能不能发生在我们的青少年这里。
Where something is imprinted in our.
但是有一个东西印在我们里面。
My.
Oh.
I'm a God man.
我是神人。
Don't touch me.
不要碰我。
I'm a God man.
我是神人。
I can't talk like that.
我不可以这样说话。
I can't drive like that.
我不可以这样开车。
I'm about to say something to my wife.
我要对我的太太说一句话。
Oh, does a God man talk like that?
没有神人可以这样说话。
Too many times.
很多时候。
Oh, I got adjusted.
我被调整。
Because what?
为什么呢？
I realized.
因为我知道。
Who I am.
我是谁。
You know George.
乔治。
You know who I'm talking about, George.
谁是乔治？
The son of William and Katie.
你的儿子，你的孩子的名字。
You know, I'm an American, and
我是美国人。
We don't have kings and queens.
我们没有国王，也没有王女王。
Fought a battle to get out of that.
我们没有把他们赶走。
A while ago, but you know, there was a big to do about Prince William.
我们知道这个威廉王子。
Their first son, George.
他的第一个儿子是乔治。
So George is now third in line to the throne.
乔治是第三号，还在王位上面。
He doesn't realize he's a king.
他不知道他是国王。
He's just a kid.
他只是一个孩子。
One day,
但是有一天
one day,
有一天
someone's going to have to tell him.
有人要告诉他
you know, George,
乔治
you're not like the other kids.
你不和其他孩子一样
you're a king.
你是王。
You're not
你就不可以像别人一样的穿衣服，你就不能像别的孩子一样的生活。你需要吃这个，你要像这样生活。你是王。有一天，有一些人来告诉我们，这个看见，这个理解就摸着我们。我们就有一个厉害的改变。全世界他知道他们是谁，这个世界就不一样
了。
他们就成为神人，过神人生活，在这种内在的约束之下，这种内在的约限制，我就不能对我的孩子这样说话。我是神人。
Be like that at work.
我们在工作里头，
Don't you know who I am?
不能再那样子生活。
I'm not going to do that to get the promotion.
我做这样会让我得到高升。
God man doesn't worry about money.
神人不会担心钱有没有钱。
You know what? I don't know.
我不知道。
But once we realize,
当我们知道的时候，我们理解的时候，
what our next generation,
我们的下一代。
Serving ones like this,
服侍者
like this,
父母是这样，服侍者也是这样，我们就不一样。
my, what would happen to the
什么事会发生呢？
Greater Toronto area,
会对整个大多伦多产生影响呢？
This many, only this
many, 这个许多人
realized,
能知道
wow,
wow,
I'm a God man,
我是神人。
We should stop right here.
我们要停在这儿的。
All right. And we belong to to God's species.
我们属于神的种类。
Wow, a whole new species.
这个一个全新的种类。
Even the New Testament refers to us as a new creation.
是我们是新造。
In God's creation,
在神的创造里是新造。
It's divinity mingled with humanity.
神性与人性调和。
It's a new species.
这是一种新种类。神圣的
species,
神圣的种类。
And saints, this is mysterious.
这是个奥秘。
This is absolutely mysterious.
这绝对是奥秘。
People will not understand.
人不能理解。
You'll be going this way, and then all of a sudden you'll turn around and you'll start going this way.
别人走另外一样。
What happened to him? Why did he?
这个人为什么这样？他发生什么事了
？Finish. Why didn't he?
为什么他不这样做
？Because he's a God man.
因为他是神人。
Something inside says stop.
因为在他里面说停。
So he stopped.
所以他停了。
That's not common.
这不是一般的，不是普通的。
It's like the Lord in the boat. What kind of man?
主在船上的时候，他是什么样的人？
Like Paul in Thessalonians. What kind of man?
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦那里，他是什么样的人？是神人类。这是一个重要的因素。这是我们神人生活的开端。这是一个重要的因素。去看见我们到底是谁。过什么样的生活？弟兄姊妹，我们若看见这个，我们活基耶稣，我们接触他，呼吸入他，我们活在时时刻刻的救恩里。这就是主耶稣活在父面前，他拒绝他的天然生命，他的肉体。他不是照着他天然的生命来活。
My, what is this?
这是什么？
You're setting half of your being aside,
把你的人放在一边。
And you're letting the other half live. You know, we set aside the divinity,
我们把神性放一边，过自己的人性生活。
Yeah, we yell,
我们就喊叫，
we scream, we cry.
我们就大喊。
Actually, we need to put aside,
我们就放了一
边， that natural part,
把那个天然的东西放在一边，让神圣的生命上来。
My, I thought, you know, the Lord offered the Father no resistance.
他对父没有任何的抵挡。
His disposition,
他的
his culture,
文化。
He grew up a Jewish boy.
他的性情。
In a Jewish family,
他是一个犹太家庭长大的。
But that Jewish upbringing,
但是那个犹太的背景，
no frustration,
没有拦阻。
Came to living the Father,
他使他活父。
Because he put that culture aside.
他把这个文化放在一边，把我们的文化放一边。
Saints, I'm moving to Germany.
我要搬到德国去。
I have to put American.
我需要把我的文化，美国文化放在一边。
I have a pattern.
我需要有成为一个表榜一样，就像李弟兄搬到洛杉矶。1968年，我看见他。他有很强的中国人的腔调。
Compelling, strong person,
不是一个很强的性格。
But he was not Chinese.
但是他不是活中国人。
He was Chinese.
他是中国人。
In appearance,
外表上。
In accent,
但这个腔调也是。但是他却没有中国人的味道。
To me, that's a God-man.
那对我来说，那就是神人。
His Chinese culture,
他的中国文化不在他的生活里头。
The Lord from living in our brother.
啊，主从他我们的弟兄身上活出来。
Beginning around 60 years old.
他六十岁才到这里。我要去六十岁我要去德国。
Pray for me.
为我祷告吧。
Because I don't want to go there.
主，我不要去那里成为一个美国人。
I don't want my American way.
我不要我的美国方式。
You know, when you get into a new culture.
你到一个新的文化去。
Why are these Germans so efficient?
为什么这些德国人这么有效率？
Their trains always run on time. Why?
他们总是很守时间。
I'm used to always being a few minutes late.
我总是慢几分钟。
Complaining about this, complaining about that.
我们埋怨这个，我们埋怨那个。
Imagine this, a brother migrating to Germany.
我要搬到德国去。
He's always irritated because of culture.
因为我们的文化叫人受搅扰。
We don't do it that way back home.
我们不会在家里头做这样的话，做这样的事。在安纳罕，弟兄们，圣徒们，我们的文化是一个很大的拦阻。不光是文化，甚至这是更深的。我们的习惯，我们越长越老，我们90%都是我们的老习惯。
We don't live Christ.
We 我们不活基督。
We just autopilot.
我们
How good is to live always breathing,
自动导航
breathing the Lord.
我们在这里呼吸主。
Okay.
好。
That's the person.
这个人为人。
And the living of a parent.
生活和责任。
Point C.
第三点。
Responsibility.
神命定的原则是。
God's ordained principle is that a father must live a life that is a pattern.
父亲必须过一种生活，做孩子的模范榜样。尽管如此，我们必须领悟，至终孩子会变得如何，完全在于主的怜悯。这个点说到父亲需要建立一个模范，至终呢，都是根据主的怜悯，不是我们的方式而已，不是我们抚养的方式，这个不是让我们来决定，乃是由神的怜悯、神的拣选来判定。主救我们脱离骄傲。
One's a coworker, one's an elder.
一个是童工，一个是长老。
One's a full-timer.
一个是全时间。
We think, oh, so we're proud. I know.
所以我就很骄傲。
I can teach you all how to raise.
我可以告诉你怎么样教导。
Please.
对不起。
That's not me.
那不是我。
And it also will save us from being discouraged.
也救我们脱离我们的挫折、气馁。
Because the way our children turned out. You see, we need to be saved.
我们需要蒙拯救。
Proud and being discouraged.
我们需要蒙拯救，脱离骄傲和气馁。
Predestination and selection.
这是神的预定和拣选。
Their seeking is not determined by our race.
不是根据我们抚养的方式。
Their salvation and their seeking is determined.
他们的救恩，他们的拣选是主的怜悯。
But still,
然而，
so then why do we need to do anything?
为什么我们要做任何事？
We don't need to do anything.
我们不是说我们什么事都不做了。
It's our responsibility.
我们还是有责任。
Okay. Now let's come to the two lines.
然后我们看到两条路线，第二大点。
I got two and a half pages here. One, well, since it's the crucial factor, the vital factor, we should spend a little more time on.
我们要花多一点时间。现在我们来到两条路线。
Two lines in the children's work.
在神
two lines in raising up our generation.
兴起儿童工作的两条路线。
One line you're going to really like. The other line you're going to have a little trouble.
第一条线我们喜欢，第二条有点麻烦。
But I understand.
我知道。
Because me too.
我也是一样。
But let's fellowship about the two lines.
让我们来交通这两条线。
Number one, the two lines.
教会
having the increase of the church,
也是借着建立正确的人性。
And building up the children,
使儿童成为正确的人。
Proper human beings. These are two lines.
这是两条线。
We like to call these two pillars.
两条两个柱子。
The two pillars in the children's work.
在神的工儿童工作上面。
Are these two major lines.
是两条路线。
You know when David.
大卫、
所罗门
建建立圣殿，他建了两个大的柱子。当来到这个圣殿的时候，雅金和波阿斯非常的鲜明。他就给他们起名，就两个柱子的名字。神的儿童工作也是这样，一条大福音，
Proper humanity.
正确的人性
these two lines,
这两条线
we call them these two pillars,
我们称过两个柱子
over and over again,
一再的强调说到儿童工作
he emphasized these two
着重的点是这两条线
that our children would become seeds of the gospel,
是儿福音的种子在学校里面
junior high school and high school,
在高中在
college, and ultimately
大专在学校
society,
在我们的社会
And on the other hand,
另外一方面呢
we have to build up the children
我们要建立他们的人性
to be proper human
成为正确的人性
So these are the two lines
这两条线
One line
一条
is that the children's work is
是神儿童的工作是个大的福音工作
The second line 是 the children's work offers us
工作
a precious opportunity
要抓住这个珍贵的机会要磨成他们的人性一个正确的人性
A, many years ago, we did not realize that the children are
a big gospel
work. We only cared to preach the gospel while neglecting the fact that the children also are the fruit of the gospel. We may be doing our best to preach the gospel, but if we pay proper attention to the children's work, in time, many more brothers and sisters will be properly brought up in the church.Suppose these children begin to be cultivated in the children's meeting at the age of 6 and are saved and they continue to be cultivated for 3 years of junior high school 3 years of high school and 4 years of college in all they will receive a total of 16 years of spiritual education and cultivation What Brother Lee intended was that our children's work would have this gospel flavor, gospel atmosphere
儿童的气氛，福音的气
氛。
儿童把他们的孩子朋友带来，把他们的朋友得着，接触他们的家人，他们的兄弟姐妹来得着他们。所有的教会，无论我去哪里，我注意到儿童工作都没有这种负担。儿童工作只是为了我们那个小群而已。这个情况还上上下下起伏不定。我们应该有100，但是我们只有一部分80而已。教会越来越老，因为我们没有儿子，没有孩子。我们有很多孩子。
Is now getting upwards 40s, 50s.
有些已经到了四十岁。
So the number in our children's meeting is
所以我们儿童的聚会越来人数越来越少。
What's going to be here?
我们该做什么
？30 years from now.
从现在到30年之后。
In children's meeting, and we'll all go praise the Lord. Now we can all come to the meetings.
他们都能够来到聚会中。
But I'll tell you what.
我告诉你。
30 years after that,
30年之后。
Because you don't have a future.
因为你没有前途。
Nothing to pass on your
没有把这个负担传给他们。李兄对这个非常有负担。我们要充满我们的儿童工作，要更多的儿童。在台北，他们要得着10万孩子，1万孩子。哎呦，姊妹们，新的一代已经走了。
Start with the kids.
他是从孩子开始，要得着10000个孩子，然后他们就在这里劳苦，从儿童开始，这个小学开始，然后得着60个，
of these children from the outside.
啊，从外面得一些。
And he said this is by far a better way of preaching the gospel.
这是一个更好的路。
Than all our other efforts.
所有我们的劳苦传福音。
You know we have a campus labor.
我们有
啊
校园的福音。
We have a campus labor.
我们有校园的劳苦。
We spend a lot of money.
我们花很多的钱。
The efforts we have Bibles for Canada, Bibles for America.
啊，我们做这个啊 BFA。
But nothing.
圣经为美国，圣经为加拿大。
So prosperous. So profitable.
但是有一条线就是非常有果效的。
Just get a bunch of kids.
都是我们要得着儿童。
All of our children.
我们所有的儿童。
Our number may be down to 30. I don't know.
可能只有三十位而已，我不知道这里多少。
But I can testify.
我可以做见证。在
Irvine
那里。
When I moved to Irvine.
我搬到那里去。
20 years ago, we had 150 children and children.
我们有五十个儿童开始。
Today we have somewhere between 75. Maybe 80.
啊，大概七十五到八十个。
But suppose every year we're adding.
但是每一年，
instead of 150, now we have 250.
我们现在有两百五十。
My, what would happen?
如果我们有这样的。
What would happen to our young people?
如果我们的青少年。
Our high school.
我们的高中生。
Our campus work.
我们如果有这样的儿童工作。
We're sending out seeds.
我们送把儿种子送出去，把种子福音的种子带到初中，带到高中。
Our number would always be.
我们的人数就会增加。
You know, I don't know if I did this the last time I was here.
上次我不知道有没有这样做。
This morning, to give you an impression.
啊，给你这个印象。
This was Taipei. Okay.
这在台北。
Taipei as a case study.
啊，我们来看台北这个特殊的例子。
Spoke this in 1967.
啊，一九六七年。
He estimated there was about 4,000 children.
旁边有四千位儿童。
On the list.
在人名单上。
Among the saints who were meeting.
来到还来到。
4,000 children. It was just a guess.
啊，这是一个我们猜测的。
4,000 children.
啊，四千个孩子，
it means neighbors,
就是儿邻居的儿童福音，
friends,
我们的朋亲戚朋友
from every
同学，
source, from every way,
每一条路，
get 10,000 children,
我们得一万个儿童，
6,000 new ones,
六千个新人。
Okay. Now,
现在，
if you have
如果你有
in your children's meeting,
四十个儿童在你的聚会里面。
60 more get 100.
我们要得着一百位。
At least, you understand? You follow me?
知道。
Then what happens is this. He said, okay.
好。
Suppose
应该
of these 60,000 that you gained or added, you were able to gain 60% of them.
你就要得着六十个百分比是六十个人。
4,000, you would end up with 7,600 would be the net. Okay.Because you got 60%.
因为你得到百分之六十的人。
3,600 would be 60%. Okay, you follow me?
你有没有跟上我
？I'm doing this in my head and.
我在我的头脑里头转。
My head's like hot right now because.
我现在很热。
The computer is spinning pretty fast. Now you're sending these to junior high school.
你把这些人送到初中，送到高中。
One time.
你就
so then the number would be
这个数目就会达到
15,200 kids because you gained another 7,600.
因为你得到另外的
high school
相当一批人
you multiply once every year
每年你都增长
so that'd be 45,000. You see the numbers here?
你可以看到这里的数目
I mean they're like crazy numbers.
好像非常惊人的数字。
He said, "If we kept doing this,
如果我们继续这样做
，Of course, this is bulk numbers. This is not year to year to year to year. But if we just did this,
如果我们这样做
，and we multiplied,
我们就增长。
He said, "The increase is incalculable.
增长是无法算计的。
You can't estimate.
你无法估计。
Let me tell you our situation.
我们的情形是
，start with 40.And we have 30.
我们四十，
then we have 20,
我们二十。
Then we have 10. We
我们有十个，可能到末了只剩一个。
The children's work is a big gospel. This
儿童工作是一个很大的福音。
It's going to be hard for us to grasp.
非常叫我们觉得为难。
Let me tell you the reason why.
为什么呢？
Is because if we had 40 children in children's meeting,
我们
and then all of a sudden we increased it by 60,
我们增到五十位。
I think all of our serving ones would quit.
我们的服侍者都停了。
These kids are coming off the street. appropriately, they're going to be talking about things, the movies they watched last night.
他们就提谈到这个世界的电影。
They're going to be messing up our whole clean kitchen.
他们把这个。
Messed up by all these new ones. But suppose we got them, and from 7, 8 years old, we began to teach them.
7、8岁我们就得着他们。
The highest elements of what a proper humanity.
我们把这个最高的这个人性的元素种到他们里面。
What it is to honor your parents,
要孝敬你的父母
to love your brothers and
sisters, 爱你的兄弟姐妹
we began to give them
我们开始给他们
infusion,
这样的传输
every parent
每一个父母
every parent
每一个父母
so happy that you're helping their children,
怎么帮助他们的孩子然后这个福音可以传出去从儿童传出去传到家庭传到父母这就是李弟兄的思想这就是我们大的一个柱子就是儿童工作就是一个大的福音
Amen.
Amen.
Did I do my job?
我是不是把我的工作完成了呢
Now, let me read you a point that
然后我再读这个点
because it blows my mind.
这个是让你的改变你的心思
也
改变我的
We should notYou should circle the word not.
不要
do a work merely among the children.
不要只做儿童教会中的儿童。第三小点。
We should not merely do.
不要不只要做教会中的儿童。
Our work must include children outside.
外面的儿童。
This is the children.
就是儿童福音。
Okay, so our work is not just.
我们的工作。
Our 40.
不只是做百分之四
十，
你的四十会变成三十，可能就会变成十个。但是我们需要外面的工作，外面的儿童。这就是儿童福音。
That doesn't mean we're leading them to salvation. We're giving an altar call. It just means we're bringing them into the.
我们只是把他们带到。
Of the saints, the church life.
教会生活里面
and we're beginning to have positive influence
我们就有积极的
you know, I keep hearing stories as I travel around
我在这里旅行
in different places how certain ones were gained even when
有些人被得着
they were gained by being brought to children's meeting
而是被带到儿童聚会里
they didn't grow up in a Christian home
他们在基督
教
家庭
长大 their family life was kind of a mess but their friend invited them to children's meeting and they began to come
他们就来了
and they began to come
他们来了以后
they loved it
他爱他们，他们继续的来，他们的朋友带他们来，他们爱这个教会生活，他们就留下来了，至终，他们就成为有用的器皿。第三点，不只要。第四呢，儿童工作长期做下去，效果难以估计。
If we labor on the children, our numbers will continually grow.
生生不息。
This is the kind of view.
这是一种的观点。
That has to set the serving ones on fire.
我们要让服侍者能够有负担。
In the soul, in the heart.
做到他们的魂里，做到他们的灵里。
We have to work this part out.
这个。
It's real easy to work out the other parts.But this part,
这个部分，我们必须要反对我们的传统习惯，我们的系统，我们需要做这个，这需要仍然做出来。
我
可以告诉你，在台湾的弟兄们，他们要得着一万个儿童，他们有很好的工作，他们就是这样子来做。这是一个大的福音工作。下一点是，对于儿童工作，我们必须当作一个很重要的负担来接受。各地必须很积极地做儿童，因为儿童的工作前途超过学校工作。我就是读给你听。我们看见这个。哇、
a greater future in the children's work than
儿童工作有很大的
前途
为什么这样呢
It's because we got them from 7 years old,
因为我们从七岁就开始得着他们然后他们一直往前长大
before they even go to college.
到十年之后他们进入大学
they don't go to college as, just a worldly kid.
他们去大学之前不是成为一个世界俗世的孩子。
He talks of vacation, you know, to come into the church life. No, they were prepared for
他们预备好，从七岁就开始。他们这些儿童诗歌、故事等等见证。
Okay, that's pillar number one.
这是第一点，第一个柱子。
Okay, Boaz.
伯阿斯。
We call that gospel.
我们说福音，大福音。
B.
第二。
Second pillar.
第二个柱子。今天许多年轻人在他们的性格上受到破坏。因这缘故，我们为了儿童工作，我们需要建立我们儿童的性格。
Okay.When Brother Lee was asked again, and again, what do we teach the children?
我们怎么教儿童？
How do we lead them?
我们怎么带他们？
What is the lessons? What kind of lessons should we give them?
我们要什么样的功课？
He repeatedly said,
他们说，
we have to build up the children.
我们需要建立他们的人性，成为正确的人性。
And so,
所以
，sometimes he taught, he
有些时候
mentioned this in the context of character.
在一种个人性格的课程上，
the same language, build them up in their humanity,
要建立他们的人性，
to be proper human beings.
一个正成为正确的人。
So we were asking ourselves, what does this mean? Build them up in their humanity.
在他们人性建立起来。
What is this?
这是什么？这是什么？
And one day,
有一天，
神的经纶的课
程，神的经纶的课程，
I understood.
我就了解。
God made man in His image.
神成为人，使人能成为神。
Animals is not only that man has a spirit.
不光人有。
Man has virtues.
人有神美德，动物没有。
That's what is so precious about humanity.
这就是为什么人性那样宝贵的原因。
God inwardly.
神的内在。
God inwardly is all His rich attributes.
就是有他满有他的属性。
Has human virtues that match the divine attributes.
我们里头的人性的美德能够与神的属性能够搭配。
But this point says,
这个点说，许多的年轻人，他们人性已经受到性格已经受到破坏。
The container itself,
这个容器已经受到破坏。
Habits were built up.
性格习惯建立。有的东西被拿走了。
Today, in society, there's no God.
没有神。
When there's no God, there's no sin. When there's no sin, there's no conscience.
对罪没有感觉。
Eventually,
至终
everyone does what they feel. Everyone does what's right.
每个人都做他们自己认为对的事。
It's okay to be in fornication. It's okay to
be. 所以淫乱的事到处都有。
It's okay to steal.
去偷无妨。
Everyone cheats.
每个人都欺骗。
Everyone does that to get.
每个人都这样做。
And so what happens is the fabric of humanity is like
blown
away in the wind.
There's nothing left.
And if there's not a container, you can't contain God.
一个容器没有办法盛装神。
There has to be humanity.
所以必须要有一种人性。
Humanity was made to contain and express God.
来盛装并彰显神。
That from the time a child is little, we can begin to shape this humanity,
他就要形成他的人性
into God-shaped,
成为神所创造的
like a God-shaped glove,
神
a container that is ready to contain God.
可以装神的
What that means is that we develop
我们发展
the virtues, we bring out the virtues,
带进他的美德
the God-created virtues,
神创造的美德
created within the human vessel,
在人的性里的器皿里头创造
so that when the Lord comes into them.As life,
他的生命
as a person,
他的人性
he can live in those virtues, he can
能够活出他的美德 能够活出那个
those virtues were shaped
神所
during those early years,
在他们早期的时候
five, six, seven,
五岁六岁七岁的时候
what was happening is that we were putting in them
我们放在他们里面的是什么
thought of what a proper humanity
什么是合适的人性正确的人性
My, I think, talk about doing something beforehand
在事先所做的我们之前跟姊妹所说的
Saints, this is doing something with a vision.
这是在的意向而做的
I come to the children's
work, 我来到儿童的工作
to serve with a vision,
来带着服侍意向来服侍
so that one day,
有一天
when the boundless and rich triune God
这位丰富的三一神
he can shine out of them,
他能够借着他们受而彰显出来
The virtues are there.
美德在那里。
It's not time for me to develop this thought, and I know I've spoken about this before.
当我之前说到这些
Let me use one. the top human virtue expressed
这个最大的人性的美德
is the virtue of compassion.
就是满了怜悯。
When he saw the multitude, he was moved with
他看见许多的群众，他心里就动了慈心。
That you can enter into and feel
啊，能够进到一种的情形啊，能够感觉别人的痛苦。
That's a top human virtue.
这是指顶尖的人性。
People are suffering around us. People are in anguish.
有些人在饥饿、焦虑。
When the Lord saw the multitudes, he felt it.
他看见这些群众。
You know, sometimes is a painful experience.
啊，成为神人是一个痛苦的过程。
Because you,
因为
you enter into the suffering of people around you.
别人的痛苦。
Don't think that the Lord Jesus lived a happy life.
啊，你不要想主耶稣过一个太快的人生。很多时候他摸着人性。
It was painful.
啊，是非常痛苦的。
The second aspect of
第二方面
definition of compassion
定性
is that you take
特性
steps to relieve the person's pain.
啊，就是要除去人的痛苦。
The example is when he saw the funeral.
他看见这个拿因城的寡妇死了儿子的这个葬礼。
He raised up the
他按住了棺材，然后叫这个孩子起来。
He had compassion.
他有啊，满了慈怜。
The incredible anguish of that situation.
啊，在他里头有这个
step to resolve it.
结果。
He said, "I have compassion on this crowd. They've been following me."
对这个人，群众有这个温柔，有这个慈怜。
This is what compassion is. Now, you think about this word compassion.
想想看我们的慈怜。
No one has this.
啊，没有人有这个。
No one feels.
没人觉得。
Only you feel yourself.
只有你自己有感觉。
Everyone's just wrapped up with themselves.
啊，每一个人都只顾自己。
Our own anxiety, our own pain, our own suffering.
啊，他们顾自己的痛苦。
We can't hear. We can't.
我们听不到，我们看不见。
The suffering of others because we're so consumed with ourselves.
因为我们被自己的情形所消耗。
You can begin to shape this little child.
我们要塑造这个孩子。啊，他里面有一个正确的人性。啊，在你班上那个其他的孩子。啊，每个人都取笑他。啊，一直哭。我能不能做你的朋友？你可以帮助这样的人。把他们带到一种感觉里面。能成为这样的人。
Ridicule,
被人家 嘲笑取笑
Do you want to be that one? Maybe
你愿成为这样的人吗
But that one needs a friend.
那个人需要朋友
Could you be their friend?
你要做他的朋友
And you could help. You could just bring
你可以帮助
to feel the pain.
来感觉这个痛苦
Take steps to resolve the pain. And you can begin to shape these little
你可以在这些小朋友身上建立这样的人性
With this marvelous virtue
这个奇妙的性格
One day,
有一天
five years from now,
五年之后
seven or eight year old,
七年或八年以后
really receives the Lord,
你的接受主了
divine life will feel that
神圣的生命充满那个人性
and begin to live,
然后他就开始活 这个
divine, divinity filled,
神圣的属性充满他
Do you think for gospel seeds,
这就是福音的种子
you have to have this virtue?
你需要这样的种子
Maybe this is why it's so hard for us to preach the gospel.
这是为什么我们很难传福音。
We don't feel their.
我们不觉得。
We miss that lesson. Somehow
我们失去了这个功课。
Saints, this is the second pillar.
这是第二个柱子。
To build up the children.
建立人性，建立正确的性格。
Go back and read the New Testament.
我们要回去读新约。
Virtue that you can find.
你找到这些美德，主耶稣
啊，
显示他的同情，他的爱我爱人，他的赦免，每一点都在那里，他的美德都形成在这些孩子身上，我将来的神人身上。我们在这里预备这个器皿。
One day,
有一天
they will be filled.
他们就会被充满。
This is the second pillar.
这是第二个柱子。
Today, many young people,
许多的年轻人。
By the time our young people, not just our young people, the young people in society,
在社会里头的年轻人，十二岁左右。
Already, they got damaged.
已经。
Their humanity has been broken.
他们人性已经破坏了。他们已经。
Holes.
又充满了洞。
It doesn't mean it's
不是说
possible, irreparable. It just takes time.
不是说没有办法修复，但是每个人都人性都受到破坏。我们怎么样得到恢复？我们要之前就做一点的补救的工作，为着主来得着这些正确的人性，这是很重要的事。这对神有这个神经轮的这个用处。第二，
character has very much to do with the Lord's service. Consider those persons in the Bible
who God used. They were used by God because they possessed character that was fit for His use.
To build up a proper humanity is a way to prepare the children to be the best material to receive God's grace.Notice the word prepare.
预备
prepare the children.
预备孩子
Again, I used this example before. I'll tell you again.
我之前告诉你的例子
In the Philippines,
在菲律宾
Brother Lee would go there half of a year.
每次去半年
Taiwan.
当他在台湾工作的时候
textile factory, and Brother Lee would go there.
去李弟兄去一个工厂访问
works.
他们怎么工作
He saw there that they had these big tanks.
还有一个很大的一个东西。容器，不同的颜色，他们浸染不同的染料，就是浸这个染这个布的颜色。有的已经染色，但是颜色不是那么鲜明。但是中国丝放进去。但是呢，那个布显出来的颜色非常的明亮。主要就是因为那个布的颜料和品质不一样，所以它的彰显就不一样。这就像我们的人性一样，我们都接受同样的生命。生命都放在同样的人性里头，但是彰显是不一样的。彰显那是根据那个布的材料 的品质，要建造人性，就是预备孩子。这就是为什么要预备孩子，这是一个很大的原则。在儿童工作上要有预备的工作，我们还没有，我们是在这里预备器皿而已。
Amen. Okay. So now let's come to the three principles.
我们来看这三个原则，
one of which is preparation.
就是预备，
three principles of the children's work. It is a work that is before Christ.
就是在基督之前。
It is carried out in the principle of the law.
在律法原则下执行的工作。
And it is a work of preparation.
一个预备的工作。
Okay, we had to identify these three principles.
我们需要知道这三个原则。
There's always been some confusion.
总是有一些的混淆。
Let me write, put my diagram back up on the board.
我写画个图。
How's it doing? Well, it's okay. It'll be good enough.
没有关系。
Is this the eraser? I don't even know. Is this it? Maybe better. Okay, three principles.
三个原则。
And because if we don't know these three principles,
如果我们不知道这三个原则。我们就很难服侍。
Children's work starts at about 5 years old, which
大概从五岁开始。
Years old is going to be about here.
到十二岁。
Five years old is going to be about here.
五大概从这里开始。
This is the children's work.
这是儿童工作。
Four, five, something like this.
五六七。
To about 12.
大概到十二岁。
And the three principles.
三个原则是。
And this is something, these are governing principles. The first one is that this work is a work
AC.
It is before Christ.
在基督之前。
We're dealing with unbelievers.
啊，我们从不信 believers 不信的人开始，从
我们
主要对付的是不信的人。
Believers,
他们成为信徒之前，他们还没有，
yet,
他们还没有重生，
saved,
他们还没有得救。
It doesn't mean that we can put an exact day on when someone gets saved.
啊，不是说你要确定的日期。
When someone actually gets regenerated,
啊，什么时候正式重生？就六岁呼求主。
Pray with their dad.
啊，与他们的爸爸妈妈祷告。
But our children's work,
我们的儿童工作
is a work in the principle
是在一个原则
of unbelievers. We're dealing
啊，说对不信的人
like they are not
regenerated 他们还没有重生之前
because they're young,
他们是年轻的
we're molding them, we're shaping them,
我们还在这里磨成他们
because it's before Christ, we're not burdened to fill them yet. We're not
我们还没有要充满他们之前
Our burden is to shape the material,
要把这个器皿做好，
form the vessel,
要成为一个器皿，等到主进到他们里面，要花六到七年，可能八年的时间来磨成他们。
So we're not in a hurry.
我们不是很急的。我要马上充满它，不是那么急。
不，
还没有到充满三一神。
We have to prepare you,
我们需要预备
your character and your
你的性格你的习惯
so we have to remember,
所以我们需要记住
and this is hard,
这是很难
you know, the child is a child of maybe one of the leading brothers,
可能是一个儿童 think, man, 负责弟兄将来
is a saint,
他是个圣徒
six years old,
六岁七岁
he walks in with a book bag with a tie on,
啊，不是打了领带
like God man from his
啊，就成为所谓的神人
but actually,
实际上
He's a sinner.
他是一个罪人
and he needs a savior.
他需要救主
but he doesn't know it yet.
他还不知道
so,
所以呢
we work in the principle,
在这个原则上
this principle that is before Christ.
就是在基督之前
the second principle
第二个原则是
is that it's, because it's before Christ,
因为在基督之前
it's in the principle of law.
就是律法的原则
Yesterday we had two sessions on this.
我们有一课讲了这个
marvelous sessions because the law functions.
律法它的功用
all of our lessons,
所以我们的课程都是要把神告诉基督，就是神人告诉他们，然后他们办不到，他们做不到。很多次他们就发现，他们办不到。这个就是律法的目的，把人带到基督面前。这里昨天有提到这两个课程，
我们。Third principle is that it is a work of preparation.
啊，就是预备的工作。
We're preparing them.
我们预备他们。
It's a work of preparation.
是预备的工作。
It's not a work of filling.
不是充满的工作。
So we're preparing vessels. Oh, these three principles.
这三个原则非常的重要。
Okay, so let's read through.
我们来看看这个纲要。
We need to see that
我们需要看见儿童需要救赎。
Okay, this is.That it is a work BC before Christ.
就是比在基督之前的工作。
That way we see the children's need of redemption.
他们接触救恩之前。
We don't see the children as having a need of a little repair, a little adjustment.
他们需要一些的调整，
patching up,
需要一点的。
Cleaning up, dusting off.
要把他们打
no,
打扫干净。
They need a savior.
他们需要救主。
They don't need to be.
他们不需要。
Taught.
教导。
Just a little how to be good.
啊，怎么做好？
They need a savior.
他们需要救主。
They're sinners everywhere.
罪人到处都是，每一个都在到处走。
We say, oh, yeah, yeah, he's really a sinner.
哦，他是个罪人。
But that little girl in your classroom,
在你的课
she looks cute, she's dressed up,
她看起来很可爱。
She's very well behaved.
啊，行为很好。
She is a sinner that needs a savior.
她的行，但是她需要救主，她是个罪人。我们需要救赎。
If we don't see this,
如果我不看见这个
we can't serve in children's ministry.
我们就不能够服侍儿童。
We might think they just need a little adjusting.
啊，我们想说他只需要一点调整就好了。
A great part of God's economy is redemption.
从经文一个重要的部分，重大的部分就是救赎。救赎表明有些事是错，需要拯救和补赎。
I love this utterance.
我喜欢这个发表。
You discovered there's something wrong with you.
我们发现你有没有问题。
Something wrong.
我们有一些事是错的。我一直想改自己，但是我一直撒谎。我想要控制我的情欲。在我里面有一些问题。每一个人。有一个基本的错误。是有错的，是破损的。 我们堕落
and we need a savior.
我们需要救主
That's the problem.
这就是一个问题所在
has it. This morning I have the boldness
今天早上我有这样的胆量
all the same. You're not worse than me.
你不是比我坏我也不是比你坏我们都是一样的我们都有问题
You know, Brother Lee gave this marvelous definition of
给我们一个很好的这个定义。
It's not on the outline, I don't think, and so
不在这个纲要里。
Let me tell you the definition. I'm going to tell you what it is. Three big things.
三个大事情。关于救赎。
Number one, redemption.
救赎。
Means
意思就是。
Termination. So fallen man, here we are, fallen man, Sam. You're a fallen man.
你是堕落的。
Just like me.
就像我一样。
And so what he did.Is he went to the cross?
他到十字架上。
Us. So the first thing we should understand about
第一件事我们要了解的
is termination.
就是决定。
And praise the Lord.
赞美主。
He terminated Satan.
撒旦。
The world, the flesh,
世界肉体。
He terminated every negative thing in the universe.
在许多外堕落的事。
That's pretty good. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Now the second point.
第二点。
This is the precious point.
就是珍贵的点是
is that God was not willing to give up the human vessel that he had created in his image for his expression.
为了他的彰显
He needed that back.
他需要那个回来
So when he terminated us,
他决定我们
he didn't terminate us entirely.
不是把我们
he terminated the old man. But the human vessel, he pulled, it's like he pulled it out of the fire.
他从我们把我们从火里头救出来要完成他的经纶
so Sam, he terminated us,
他决定我们
but we're still alive.
但是我们还是活的
breathing? You breathing?
Yeah, he's still here. 他还在这里
so what happened is,
他所做的
he recovered our humanity.
他恢复我们的人性
because he's not willing to give up
因为他不愿意放弃我们
see now this to me, when I saw this, I thought,
当我们看见这个
this is absolutely genius.
这是很奇妙的，这是了不起的。
Maybe my mind is just too small.
我的心思可能太小了。
Wow, this is amazing.
这是非常奇妙的。
Build up their humanity.
要建立他们的人性。
Proper human beings.
要建立一个和正确的人性。
That humanity all of a sudden becomes useful.
那个人性已经成为有用的。
They died on the cross.
他死
在十字架上。借
着他的受尽。
Was the vessel.
我们是那个器皿。
Prepared.Proper
humanity.
And the third step of God's redemption is that He fills it in resurrection.
他在复活里充满我们。
This is children's work.
这是儿童的工作。
This is children's work.
这是儿童的工作。
Preparing humanity.
预备人性。
Because
因为
one day they're going to get redeemed.
有一天他们要得
救赎。And their old man, the flesh, the old creation will be terminated. They'll be baptized.
都要被了结。
Their humanity will come up in resurrection.And the Lord will fill it.
还要带我们进入复活，
主要充满我们，
主要使我们活活过来。这是主所预备的器皿。
I don't know if you're impressed.
我不知道你的印象。
I'm just crazy about this. You know, this is the last message of Proverbs life study.
最后一个信息。
That's where we found this.
这是我们。
You know, you like the book of Proverbs because it's full of all these exhortations.
箴言里头有很多的东西。
Virtuous woman and this and that, and think, oh man, yeah, I got to really work on that. I got to work on that.
Actually,
God's economy has, does not do anything for the natural fallen man. There's no burden to fix it.
No
burden is to terminate it.
我们需要被了结
bury it,
埋葬
bring it back in resurrection,
把他们带进复活里
Okay. Sorry. A, redemption is needed because after God created man,
救赎是必须的，因为人创神创造人完成他的经纶之后，狡猾的撒旦来引诱人犯罪，离开神经纶的线。人陷入罪中，罪作为撒旦的性情被撒旦注入人的天性中，结果神所创造的成人成为罪，被撒旦毒化。
Okay.That's the first principle.
这是第一个原则。
B.C.
在基督之前。
B.
第二。
That this is a work in the principle of law.
这是律法的原则下的工作。因为人堕落不认识自己， 神被迫加进，增添律法。他之后被加进来，是为了暴露人真正的情形和真实的性情，使人知道他真实的光景。我像昨天所说的，神的见证，律法作为神的见证，是神的肖像和照片。与律法第一个功用是启示神。神颁赐律法的目的是要向他所救赎拣选或救赎的子民，其实他是何等的一位神。第二个功用是使他的子民看见他们是堕落远离神的。作为有罪和败坏的子民，使他们无法使神喜悦。昨天我们给大家看见的，我们的儿童工作一课一课教导他们启示启发他们能够过更高的人性生活，在他们堕落的人性里头是使得可能。我们盼望每一位儿童他们能够发现他们做不到。当我们来到这个点，我办不到，我就是做不达不到，我们要放弃了。我记得在我的 生命当中，在我得救之后，我要成为一个好的基督徒，能够讨神喜悦。有一些我认识年长的人，这里有一个危机，这是很珍贵的。这是一个点，信徒必须来到这个点上，我办不到。你还没有摸着神的救恩之前，就是保持主的宝血，他的复活的生命。我们都认识神的救恩之前，我们还有这样的危机。我们儿童的工作是把我们的孩童带到这样的危机。你想说让你的孩子避免这个危机紧要的关头上让他们得更好的学位他们能够逃避这个危机。他们如果这样的话，他们就没有办法找到工作了。他们结婚不能够生孩子。在神的经纶里，他安排一切，都在他的神圣的安排里头。是我们能够认识他。我们不要批评，不要怪罪，都是在神主宰的安排之下。都不光是从他来，乃是叫我们能够经历他。第三个功用，律法的第三个功用是征服我们，使我们当我们被暴露和被征服，我们就能在神面前谦卑。如果没有律法，我们就无法认识我们是如何有罪，我们也无法被征服。神的律法在神手中有一个积极的功用，律法成了神选民的监护人、儿童导师，将他们带给基督，带到恩典这里。你就要读到看看昨天的信息的第二篇，关于预备。当神赐恩典给教会，神他需要器皿，需要更多的提摩太被兴起。这是从提摩太后书二章二十一节这里出来的。他要成为一个贵重的器皿，对宝座，对神，对神有用。这是为儿童工作一个主要的经文。
What it speaks of is vessels. Vessels unto honor.
成为贵重的器皿。
Destination is to be filled with a precious treasure. And that makes it a vessel unto honor.
是达到贵重的器皿。
And the verse speaks of being prepared.
这一节说到预备。
Prepared unto every good work.
预备何物。
Which God had prepared
in the Lord's time.
Before unto glory.You see, the vessels need preparation.
这个器皿需要预备。儿童的工作是一个预备的工作。
It's not a work of filling vessels.
不是充满器皿的工作。
That comes later.
那是之后才发生的。
Children's work.
儿童的工作。
All together, getting their vessels ready.
让这个器皿能够预备好。
The treasure is coming.
这个宝贝要来。
Prepare the vessels first.
但是要有预备这个器皿。
So when we read 2 Timothy 2:21.We see these four items together to make Timothy a vessel unto honor according to a certain standard.
能够使他们成为一个特定的标准，成为贵重的器皿。
The word honor,
贵重这个字，与我们的性情有关。分别为圣，这是与我们的地位有关。有用，这是隐含我们的功用的问题。预备，这是启示出我们训练的问题。
It is true that we can save men from the world, but there's a greater need for raising up people from among the world.
我们从世界拯救人是对的，但这次更大的需要是要从基督徒家庭兴起的人来。我们期望从我们自己的家中的第二代兴起像提摩太这样的人。一部分从自己的家，一部分从世界来。没有这个原则，教会。
If too many are just coming in from our own families,
如果都是从我们的家里
头，
不传福音的话，我们就失去我们的活力。
If all the increase is coming from the outside,
得救的人都是从外面来，我们总是要从新人开始，从头开始，这是不平衡的。
And the gospel will never go to the uttermost parts of the earth.
要达到世界最达到居人之所有的居人之地。
Okay, let's come to the four functions.
我们看这个儿童的四个功用功能。
These three principles
这三个原则
have a lot to do with the second pillar.
这是第二个柱子。
Building them up in their humanity.
在他们人性里面建立他们。
This fourth point, the four functions,
这个四个功能
have very much to do with the first pillar,
和第一个柱子有关
children's work being
是儿童工作的福音
At the beginning, children's meeting was mainly to care for the saints who brought the children.
开头的目的是要顾及带孩子来聚会的人，帮助他们照管抗老儿童。后来慢慢演变，才引进了师资问题，编出一些材料。
Okay, so you could say this.
你可以这么说。四个功用，第一。
Of the children's meeting,
儿童的工聚会的
the children.
就是照顾自己的孩子。
Although that's the first one, it's really the lowest,
这是最低的
basic function.
是基本的功用。
And Brother Lee's burden,
李弟兄的负担
would release more saints.
释放更多的人。
We have a good children's meeting.
我们有儿童聚会。
Saints can bring their children, drop them off, and more.
不光是把人带到聚会中来。
That is the burden. More would be in the meetings.
更多会带人，不需要那么多人照顾儿童，把他们的儿童带来。第一个功用，
如
果不做任何事，你需要做这个，更多的圣徒可以在聚会中。这是一个好的功用。第二个功用是有教师预备材料。给他们一些东西，有些东西。
Something solid.
Okay.
We give them lessons. Now we've got them for two and a half hours.
What are we going to do?
Let's give them something.
给他们一些
东西。Let's build them up in their humanity.
在人性里头建立起来。
Let's sing with them. Let's put some songs in them.
给他们
唱诗，把诗歌放在他们里面。
给他们一些的课程，给他们启发。
On how to be a proper human being.
So now we're going to feed them.
We're going to give them. We're going to impress them. We're going to mold and shape them.
Now we're getting down to business.
Second function.
这是第二功用，第二个功用。
Third function.
第三个功用。
I guess we better read the next point.
我读下一个点。
Okay, one under A says, from our experience, we feel that the children's work is very important. The children's work should not simply be babysitting.
儿童工作不光仅仅是在弟兄姊妹间的聚会中时。替他们看管儿童。
We're babysitting them, but it shouldn't just be babysitting.
不光是看管儿童，儿童工作还有另一个作用。 栽培培育我们的下一代，这是值得我们众人深思考虑。第二件
事
应该培育栽培我们的下一代，第二个功用。第三，第二点，我们做儿童工作有一个附带的功用，就是得着儿童的家人。
That's actually the fourth function.
第四个功用
the third function is to gain the friends of our children.
第三个功用是得着他们的朋友。
Okay. This is, so I'm going to put friends here.
对啊，我要把朋友放在这里。
You know how on the Lord's Day the children come and if they brought their Bible, they get a star.
如果带他们的孩子，
you got the chart. Everyone's got a chart.
有些人带他们的朋友来，就有一个礼物。
Stick'em stars.
啊，有一个标签或者一个贴纸。
Did you memorize your verse?
你记不记得？你有没有背你的经节
you know, whatever. You know, we're just giving out stars like crazy.
我们给他们一些的这个星星。
So, but suppose they brought a friend.
他们带着孩子来，朋友来
stars.
你给他们另外一个星星。
Well, you get one of those really big ones.
然后给他们一个大的星星。
Well, we emphasize this.
我们强调这个。
To the children, to the families, to the serving.
对他儿童，对服侍者。
We have to be on fire.
我们必须要。有负担，
有
真正的负担。这个胜过我们的习惯。这个小群。
You know, like that. But my, we have 40, we need 100.
我们需要100。
How about 100 by this time next year?
下一次我们有100人。
I'm sure it will mess up your church.
这个会让你的教会充满了问题。
And so the fourth function.
第四个功用。
Is the families
就是家庭
of the friends
就是这些孩子的朋友的家庭。
Okay, so I'll read point B again. The children's work has an additional function, which is to gain the families of the children. Children like to make friends.
儿童都喜欢结交朋友，特别是六岁到十二岁的孩子，常常成群结队，他们都听朋友的话。然而，我们的目的不仅是在儿童身上，更是要借着儿童达到他们的父母和兄弟姐妹。从这个点，我们可以看见儿童工作的重要性。儿童工作对教会的发展有莫大的关系。这就是这个负担。这跟教会的增长有很大的关系。
Well, I'm done.
我完成了。一个重要的因素，两个路线，三个原则，四个功用。